I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com.
His IQ is so high, his brain is registered as a lethal weapon.
I think a second grader would have got that one right.
Today on the TV Time Machine, we come face to face with the Beast. In this edition of our program, we are pleased to welcome Mark Labette from the hit TV game show The Chase, which airs Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on GSN. Mr. Labette is an Oxford University graduate whose imposing physical and mental attributes landed him the role as the chaser on both the UK and American versions of this exciting game show. Over the next segment, Mark Labette will help us explore virtually every aspect of this compelling series as we unleash every dimension of our guest. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to master the beast, feel free to keep an open mind as we're chased away from the past to stand in the presence of a very beastly present. Mark, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Oh, thank you for inviting me, Jim. I'm honored to be here.
Mark, tell us about The Chase, your role as the beast, and what audiences can expect to see when tuning in this season?
Well, at its heart, it's a very simple game. There are three wonderful members of the American public trying to beat me on a trivia and game show, and if they beat me, they win an awful lot of money. The disadvantage for them is I'm rather scary and I'm rather good.
Exactly. Now, growing up, did you watch game shows, and how did you ultimately hone your trivia skills?
Absolutely, Jim. That's how I started. I was one of these kids who would have been glued to our versions of sort of Jeopardy and stuff like that. And I gradually found I could answer more and more questions. I'm also lucky to be one of these people who's fascinated by how the world works. And so I'm always looking, going, how does that work? Who did that? And if you're interested in things, you tend to get rather good at it. And fortunately, I'm interested in a lot of things.
Well, you were very good at what you do. Now, you were also the chaser on the UK version of The Chase. Are there any differences between British and American contestants?
Yes. I mean, I hate to say it, but the Americans are a bit better than the British. It's rather scary. I really have to be on my mettle to win these matches.
Now, did you have to, in order to prepare as the chaser on the American Chase, did you have to bone up much on American history and trivia when you were preparing for this version?
With some specific areas, then yes. My knowledge of American history and geography and sports has been pretty good, or at least good for a Brit. So that wasn't too bad. It's more picking up on the kind of stuff that you would only tend to get if you actually lived in a place. So, for example, in the first season, I got a question wrong on which ice cream company is known by the initials B&R. And I was probably the only person in the studio who didn't know that stood for Baskin-Robbins.
That's right.
But you could hear the audience going, yeah, how could this man who's 380 pounds not know about an ice cream company? And the answer is, I'd never seen it.
Yeah, also known as 31 Flavors is Baskin-Robbins.
Yeah, my host, Brooke, immediately made a point of introducing me to several of those flavors, and it's lovely.
Indeed. Yeah, Brooke Burns, you mentioned Brooke Burns. What is it like working with Brooke on the show, and what kind of relationship and interaction do you have on the air?
Oh, we have a lot of fun together, Brooke and I. I mean, she very kindly took me to my first baseball games where we saw the Dodgers beat the Yankees, and that was a real experience down at Dodger Stadium. She's an absolute model pro to work with. She's very maternal to the contestants. She looks after them quite fiercely. You can tell she's a Texas mum. Mm. At the same time, she's got a wonderfully clear speaking voice, and she's very good under time pressure. She's an absolute professional to work with, as a host. And great fun off camera as well. We get on very well.
Now, of course, on The Chase, you're very intimidating. But in regular life, how would you describe yourself? What kind of fellow are you?
Like most really big guys, we're pretty easygoing generally as a rule because we don't need to prove we're big and tough. People tend to assume we are anyway. I describe it this way because I was a teacher for many years, teaching maths and algebra at the high school level. I always sum it up like this. I can intimidate most adults without trying. I can't intimidate kids worth a damn. They seem so broomy.
Now, when you're the beast on The Chase, How do you feel when a contestant beats you? Do you hate to lose?
There's a slight distinction. I don't mind at all if they win by playing well. Because I go, good on you, you've earned the money. I hate it if I feel that they've won because I've played badly or I've let them win in some way, shape or form. So my view is my job is to provide a really stiff, tough opposition for them, to play as hard as I can with everybody. And then at the end of the game, if they've done enough to win, well played, sir or ma'am or whatever, enjoy the money.
What is the most challenging aspect of being the Beast?
The most challenging aspect of being the Beast, it's, well, apart from the fact that people will just literally fire out quiz questions from anywhere, anywhere, shape or type. Say at night, you just suddenly get, what's the capital of this? Who was the 1973 World Series champion? And you got to go, God, I try and remember it.
Oakland A's. Oakland A's.
It's for us, it's soccer, but America, I know if I say a question like that, you can almost guarantee a man of a certain age will go bang and know the answer to that.
Right.
Fortunately for me, the fun bit is, it's basically just being me out there on the set, with the volume turned up a little bit, so it's very easy. I just enjoy it. How many people can literally say they're doing the job they were designed to do? I cannot think of anything in the world that I'm more suited to do than this job.
Right. Now, besides having a raft of knowledge, what are the keys to being a winner on The Chase?
The keys to being a winner on The Chase is, know yourself and your teammates, and to a certain extent, stay calm, stay focused. A lot of people get a bit overwhelmed by the audience and being in front of the studio lights and the prospect of big money. To a certain extent, you need to be able to switch that off. And when it comes down to the actually important bit, answering questions, to just do what I do and focus on the sound of Brooke's voice and focus, what is the answer to that question she's just asked me? And then if you do, and that is the key to it, really, staying calm. You see contestants who occasionally get flustered, and especially if they make a silly mistake, it starts preying on their mind, and the next question comes along, and they're still thinking about the one they just got wrong, so they then get that one wrong.
Right.
So like everyone else, it's a bit of contra. And when it comes to choosing, because every contestant gets the choice of basically a low offer, a middle offer, or a high offer, know yourself.
Right, know yourself.
If you're not a particularly good quiz player, take the low offer. You know, your job's to get home and contribute what you can to the pot.
What are the elements that make The Chase such a terrific game show? You mentioned some of them right now, but what are the other elements that make it a great show?
I think the most important element of the Chase as a good show is it's fun. You know, it's entertaining. It's family viewing, certainly in the UK where it's on at tea time and it's very much a family audience. It's the same, you know, it has that play-along ability that people at home can play. A whole family can, you know, tune in and add their various answers. So the kids know the up-to-date pop music and the Disney questions. Gran or grandfather, you know, knows the old history kind of thing. Everyone gets to look good. And at the same time, there's a really serious and wonderful end game where lots of money is decided.
Now, Mark, what has struck you most about your experience being the chaser on this side of the pond?
What has struck me most about the American Chase, I love the American audiences. They are just insane. Insanely hyped up. There's a real gladiatorial feel when we're taking part or when we're filming these shows, because the audience is literally wrapped around. So I get a little feel what it's like to be the gladiator in the arena, and that brings a lot of energy to the show. And I have to say how competitive the American contestants are. They have come here to win, and you can see they're throwing down the challenge to me, and I'll accept that challenge with gusto.
Mark, where can people find out more about yourself and The Chase online?
Well, I'm on Twitter as Mark Labett, LABBETT. And, of course, if you go to GSN, GSN TV, there's all kinds of links to the Chase and GSN and when we're on, etc. So Fortunately, I think I've got a fairly unique spelling. There aren't too many other Mark Labettes around.
Exactly. Mark Labette, the Beast, from the hit game show The Chase. Mark, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thank you very much, Jim. It's been a pleasure to take part.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
Is Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There, you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television. Capturing television history, one voice at a time.